What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Morning, Steve from Adult and Teen Challenge. Nice to have you in the studio, and here you are in front of me drinking a lovely, coffee.
I know, Mike. I've come again for my coffee chat with Mike. I only come for the coffee, really, but it's great to be here again.
I noticed we were chatting, and then the coffee arrives.
I know.
And then all of a sudden, you
it just changed attention. And if you'd seen the picture on top of my coffee here, Mike, you can. It's amazing. They did suggest it was an onion, but I do think it's a love heart.
It's a love heart. It's made with love.
I think so.
Reception person, Su Yi. It is good to have you back in for another chat.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing in Ben last week. What a story.
It was good. Yeah, a lot of people have responded to that story, and he's just a gem, that man. He's
incredible.
Doing a really good job.
We only scratched the surface, didn't
we?
Well,
we did. We did.
But it was great.
And, you know, Mike, I've just come back from Esperance, where our property is. I got back yesterday.
Oh, did you?
And just looking at some of the other stories that are down there. It's just amazing just seeing, you know, we talk about when our students or come into the program, you look at their eyes, it's quite dark. But after a while, when you go back there 6 weeks later and you see their eyes are alight again, and it's a real change in lives when they start to just break some of the strongholds and discover that they are valued. So just come back, and it's been great. And here we are with my coffee and Mike.
You're all set. Now, I think you might have mentioned a few weeks ago, you know, when people do go through struggles and challenges with addictions, it not only impacts the individual, but it impacts so many more other people, family, friends, and it really just, you know, it's like a spider web spreading out, isn't it?
Look, you know, being a parent is full of great joys, but sometimes there are great hardships. And when it comes to a place where there is drugs and alcohol or other addictive behaviours in the family, it does impact the whole family. You know, mums and dads, and even relationships between husbands and wife can be intense. And then you've got the siblings, and you've got the aunties and the uncles, and it impacts the whole family. And unfortunately, it is tough because you do have to do the tough things in those times. Otherwise, you tend to build an environment of enabling and making it worse. So we do recognize that it's not just about breaking the strongholds of the addiction, but it's about restoring some of those relationships that have been impacted.
Well, we'll take a break. We're going to come back. You've brought another special guest into the studio. Greg, good morning, Greg.
Hello, Mike. How are you doing?
It's really good to have you in. We're going to hear a bit of your story from a parent and from a dad's perspective. So we'll take a break and we'll come back and chat some more. You are on 98.5. Mr. There, Broken Wings, you are on 98.5 weekdays with Mike. Steve from Adult Teen Challenge is with me in the studio. You brought in a special guest, Steve.
Yes.
Greg. Morning, Greg. It's good that you're with us today.
Mike, only a pleasure to be here.
We were just chatting. Obviously, you would have heard about how it impacts families quite significantly. It'd be good to hear from you, a bit of your story and how it's impacted yourself.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike. I'll just briefly start a bit of intro about myself. From Africa, moved here 20 years ago. I'm still trying to pick up the Aussie accent. Still trying and giving it my best shot.
No worries, mate.
Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah. Hang around with us, you'll be right.
Yeah. Oi, oi, oi. Yeah.
That's right.
Came over, moved over here, business visa, 4 years, real struggle with myself and the family, very big impact. Didn't know if we'd done the right thing moving over here. My son and daughter were 9 and 7 when we moved. They got bullied at school psychologically. We only found that out many years later because of their accent. You know, my son was a little bit chubby at the time as well, and really struggled. But we slowly managed to settle into Australian life. I thought we were the normal, happy family, you know, going to church now and then, sport, et cetera, et cetera. My son very involved with sport. Things were going pretty okay until my son was actually severely injured in a sporting incident. Events thereon took a very turbulent turn in our lives, and we impacted quite significantly.
So what happened then? So he's injured then? What happened after that?
Just briefly, my son was a fantastic sportsman. Rugby union was his passion, and he'd set his heart on playing for Australia. He was a fantastic loose forward, won 5 grand finals in a row, and I related to Steve before. One of the most magnificent tries I ever saw him score was from his own 22. He beat 5 to 7 defenders and scored a match-winning try. And the commentators at the time said, "You'll never see a try like that in schoolboy rugby." So incredibly proud of him, as was my wife and my daughter. We supported him, and he was selected for Western Australian schools, and then at 16 suffered a very horrific knee injury, and that basically ended his rugby aspirations. And he went from being hero to zero. He went into a very dark place in his life, and unfortunately got involved with the wrong crowd and started dabbling in things that we obviously didn't think he was involved in, and spiraled out of control. And it took us a while to actually realize what was happening, and I really struggled because I couldn't believe what was happening. You know, how could this happen to a normal family like ourselves?
So quickly.
Yeah, so quickly. It was really, really a massive struggle for me and my wife and my daughter as well.
Still at home? He was still living at home?
Yeah, still living at home. Obviously, as the situation escalated, we reached the stage where we asked him to leave. Because we couldn't obviously handle certain situations. And for me as a father, incredibly frustrating. I come from Africa, where we get taught culturally, men don't cry. Very hard for me to even discuss with my wife, with friends or family. We had to basically put on this friendly, jovial face all the time, and make out like things were all fine. But inwardly, I was a mess. I remember breaking down numerous times, driving to a park, driving down to the seaside, just breaking down, not knowing what to do. And my wife as well. I'd just sobbing uncontrollably in the shower sometimes. And we couldn't really talk about it because we didn't know what to do. We're just at a loss. It's not something you discuss with friends or family. You try and hide it, try and work out and just hope and pray things get right, but they didn't. Brad, basically, the only time we heard from him was when he asked desperately for money. We went into massive debt to help him. Each time we thought, well, this is it, he'll get out of it. And we were in some dangerous situations, situations where armed men would come to our house, you're asking for money.
Hang on, armed men.
Yeah, it's something I wouldn't ever wish any parent to go through, but we would do anything for our son, as most parents would do, absolutely anything, but we were in a really desperate situation.
Wow. Well, we'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. With me in the studio is Greg, whose son has been through a pretty challenging time, and Steve from Adult and Teen Challenge. Back after George Harrison. We're on 98.5. Steve from Adult Teen Challenge with me, and special guest Greg, father of two. Went through some pretty challenging times there, Greg. Incredible.
Yeah. And
just push that mic up a bit, Steve.
Sorry, mate.
You know why you did that. You're too busy.
I know, with a cough. I didn't want to spit it on the microphone. Greg's story, and Greg and I have had long chats, but Greg's story, Greg, you were a successful businessman when you came out from Rhodesia, and you were successful, working hard at that, and obviously with a son that now has found his identity in his rugby and done really well at it, had reached one of the highest levels in his age group. How this must have been a shock to you. So just tell us a little bit about the impact on you personally when you realise that your son is now a person caught up in drugs and in a bad community.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, I must admit, you actually feel like a failure. Yeah, you feel like a failure as a father, husband as well, and also father to your daughter. And basically, as the head of the household, the responsibility lies on your shoulders. But I just want to point out, if it wasn't for my lovely wife and also my daughter, she idolized her brother. Mm. If it wasn't for their support the whole time, we would not be having this conversation. My wife, as most wives are, very observant and intuitive, she realized what I was going through, but we actually didn't have the mechanisms, or like I explained previously, we didn't know who to reach out to. Mm. And I did some research just on the quiet. I realized that, yeah, the WA system in terms of addiction and rehabilitations were very, very limited. So, yeah, it wasn't a case of trying to phone a friend and find out what's going on. But, yeah, it really impacted me, impacted my confidence. I'm generally pretty outgoing. But, I was really, really desperate. I just didn't know what to actually do. And like I say, when you've got no resources and no friends that you can confide in or family, one of my darkest times, because my wife and I, even though we realized what was happening, it was hard for me to actually acknowledge it. How could my son, who's been raised well, raised in a normal family, how could this have happened to him? So in a nutshell, I just couldn't cope with or acknowledge what had actually happened to him.
Mm-hmm. What was the turning point, Greg? Like what started to change?
Yeah. Turning point, and being very upfront here, I actually tried to block it out as much as I could. Mm. I was very angry with him, angry of what he had done to our family. Yeah, you know, we were a loving family unit, and we became very dysfunctional. Real anger, and basically what happened was one phone call from him, and that was in October 2016 when he phoned very late one evening. And I say this, by the grace of God, my wife answered her phone. I think if he had phoned me, circumstances would have been different.
Because of the way you're feeling.
Yeah, the way I was feeling. He was obviously living away from home. Yeah, we hardly ever saw him unless he, as I mentioned before, he was asking for money. I even remember one occasion where we actually sold a vehicle as well to try and help him, and I actually went to a supermarket, bought vegetables and meat, etc., to take where he was living, and just dropped them off just on the front porch.
You did everything you could.
Yeah, we did what we could, because at the end of the day, still my son. Mm. I still loved him, even though I was so angry with him. But that phone call, he actually phoned, my wife answered, and he said, "Mom, I need help. Mm. If you don't help me, I'm going to end my life."
Oh, gosh.
And she actually got out of bed. She went and drove to where we were staying, and from about midnight onwards, they sat in the car, and she spoke to him, supported him. We then let him come home, and to be honest, I was shocked. You know, he was 6'1", you know, mm. was good 95 kg strapping lad, and he was like a skeleton, you know. And this was obviously from the addiction and the life he was living. And she brought him home, I'll just share quickly as well. She actually spoke to a friend at work who actually at that time was still called Teen Challenge. Mm. Said, "Well, why don't you contact them?" We contacted them, and I can maybe relate the story a little bit later. What happened there.
Yeah, what we'll do, we'll take a break, we'll come back, and we could just keep talking, to be honest, but we do need to get back to some music. We'll play a song, we'll come back, and we'll chat some more. You are on 98.5. With me in the studio is Steve from Adult Teen Challenge and special guest Greg. Back after this one. 98.5, Steve from Adult Teen Challenge and also special guest Greg is with me. Hearing your incredible story, Greg, it's... Wow, you've had a challenging 5 years, but there is some good news at the end of this. Obviously, your son rang, your wife picked up, and normally the phone would be on silent, but it wasn't that night, and he's come home, not looking all that healthy. What's the final outcome?
Thanks, Mike. I'll do the condensed version, but basically, Brad made the decision that he wanted to go to Teen Challenge, and after due process, moved on there. And I'd like to say that God found him, and actually turned his life around. Brad completed the program, moved back to Perth. He wants it completed, found a job and all that. And then, basically, he was actually contacted by Teen Challenge to see whether he would be a mentor. And he said, Dad, I'm going to give to other people what God gave me. And that was a second chance in life. Wow. He went down there and he mentored for 2 years, met a lovely woman down there who's now his wife. They got married at the chapel at Teen Challenge.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and basically, that they've moved back to Perth, that they're going to buy a house. And we are just blessed that thanks to Add-On Teen Challenge, he would not be if it wasn't for that.
You got me going now.
So, we are just very, very blessed. And as I've said before, if it wasn't for Adult and Teen Challenge, Brad would not be with us today. And we would not be having this conversation. And I just want to thank Steve and the board for Adult and Teen Challenge, because we've seen what they can do for people. And to anyone out there, have hope. Yeah. Have hope. Try and contact someone. Your children or your children, it doesn't matter how old they are, but take responsibility for them, but take action. If you see a similar pathway, get hold of someone. I would highly recommend Teen Challenge, because they've worked a miracle in our lives, and for that we'll be eternally grateful.
Oh gosh, as a dad and grandfather, oh my goodness, seriously.
And I think as a key to all this, Mike, is that one, it is tough, and I think we want parents to say it is a tough road, but you've got to make the tough calls. You have to make the tough calls, like Greg has actually shared. But it's important to reach out. You need to reach out, and there are people out there that you can reach out to, and that God will give a second chance. I love that story of God always has one more move, and there's one more move if we pray and if we seek him and we seek others for help. Brad's story is one of those of many that have found that.
Amazing.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Mike.
Just to finish off, I'm imagining that's brought your family closer together.
Yes.
Your wife, your daughter.
Yeah,
your son.
Most definitely. We've been blessed with two beautiful grandchildren. Brad and his wife, they obviously, Brad is a doting uncle.
Yeah.
The grandkids love him. My daughter and him have repaired their relationship. And he's the old Brad. Our son is back. Mm. Our son is back.
So good. Need to go find some tissues now. Greg, really appreciate you coming in, and thanks once again, Steve. Really appreciate your time.
Pleasure,
and thanks for coming in too for the part of this year. It's been really a good insight to finding out what's actually happening and the impact that Adult Teen Challenge is making for so many lives. We keep hearing them fortnight after fortnight. So thanks again.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Mike.
My guest in the studio this morning has been special guest Greg and also Steve from Adult Teen Challenge. You are on 98.5, and this is Weekdays with Mike.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.